Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. We like to celebrate a lot of mini holidays here on the podcast, and believe it or not, pretty much every day is a holiday of some kind. In fact, most days have more than one thing being celebrated. But today, today is bonkers. Today is the day with the most number of mini holidays out of the whole year, because today is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. That's right. Anyone, anywhere can proclaim today the holiday of their choice. Now, before you officially declare your holiday, let's think this through, because there are all kinds of things to celebrate. There are days to celebrate people. Earlier this year, we celebrated the birthdays of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and President George Washington. There are days that celebrate historical events. Back in December, we celebrated the first airplane flight on Wright Brothers Day, and in a week and a half, we'll celebrate Easter. You can also celebrate fun activities like Plant a Flower Day, Tell a Fairy Tale Day, or Talk Like a Pirate Day. Ahoy, matey! And of course, just about every food you can think of has a special day, like yesterday being Waffle Day, or Croissant Day, or, do you remember this, Chocolate Mint Day? That was back in the middle of February. You can celebrate animals, colors, sports, music, weather phenomenon, hobbies. Wow, you really can celebrate anything. Okay, so in just a moment, I'm going to give you time to officially declare your own made-up holiday, and ultimately, you can pick whatever you want. But I was thinking it might be cool if we pick something related to one of this week's themes, being generous. Generosity is about sharing what we have with others. We can share things, so maybe today could be share something from your lunchbox with a friend day. We could share our time, like if you proclaim today, read a book with your family day. Sometimes people practice generosity by donating money, so you could make today support a local charity day. Or you can give other people something that doesn't cost you anything, like kindness. Maybe today is smile at someone you don't know day. Hopefully I've got your wheels spinning and you're ready to decide what you want to celebrate today. Once you have your made-up holiday, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I get the feeling that a ton of amazing new holidays were just invented. I'd love to hear about some of them. You can send me the name of your holiday, or even better, record a voice memo or video explaining your holiday. Have an adult email it to familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com. Now, before we close, I wanted to share one fun update from here in Grace Harbor. Down at the village green in the center of town, there's a small pond, and as I was passing by the pond yesterday, I saw that two of our town celebrities had returned from their winter away. That's right, I'm talking about Mr. and Mrs. Quackerson. They're a pair of ducks that call Grace Harbor home during the warmer months of the year. From now until autumn, we'll see them paddle in the pond and waddle around the village green and much of downtown. Everybody loves them, and we especially love what should be coming up later this spring, the hatching of a new generation of Quackerson ducklings. I'll be sure to keep you posted. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that this world is full of so many things to celebrate. From people to places to activities to tasty treats, there's a lot to be grateful for. The best part about it is we don't need to wait for an official holiday or even make up our own, but we can always give thanks anytime for anything. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great whatever you decided your holiday would be day, and I'll see you tomorrow.